Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so please do not do this at home, right? We've got trained professionals here. This is treadmill trivia on Radio 1. The idea is this. It's a quiz for people running on a treadmill. And every time you get a question wrong, we speed up the machine until eventually the inevitable happens and you fly off.
Where are these trained professionals?
Hello.
That's Laura. Brilliant.
They're here to assist you if you should need them.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Chopper, I never thought I'd see the day, is on the treadmill right now. You ready?
What do you mean you never thought you'd see the day? It's like you're saying that I've never done any of these things. I did the water one yesterday. I kissed a load of animals.
Okay.
See? Mm. It's because I haven't been electrocuted.
Right, you've got a choice of envelopes. What do you want, A, B or C?
C.
You want C.
I actually need a poo as well.
What? Oh, good. Right. C. Yeah, you got sport questions.
Oh, brilliant. Here we go. This is all going to be about show jumping or polo.
Sport's your thing.
Yeah, or Formula One.
Okay, Laura, are you ready to increase the speed every time he gets a question wrong? Okay, so start the treadmill. Let's go. And go. Walking at a steady pace.
Thanks.
That's quite easy at the moment, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
You could do commentary.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play treadmill trivia on Radio 1. Question 1. How many dimples are there on a regulation golf ball?
64.
Is the wrong answer. It's 336. Increase the machine.
That depends what ball you're playing with. Are you playing with
Don't
a Titleist or are you playing with a Callaway?
I've no idea.
Right.
Just increase the machine.
Okay. She has done.
Good. In what year did boxing become a legal sport?
1924.
Sadly, that's the wrong answer. It was 1901.
Oh.
Increase the machine. Thank you.
Depends which rules you're playing by.
What is the biggest participant sport in the world?
Fishing.
Is correct.
Oh, get your hands off there, Laura. That was right. Talking about the machine.
When were the when were the first modern Olympic Games held and where?
1896 in Athens.
Rubbish. How you know that?
It's my job.
What is wrestler Hulk Hogan's real name?
Brian Smith.
Is wrong. It's Terry Bollea. Increase
Terry
the machine.
Bollea.
Oh, you're running now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Where was the world's first egg and spoon race held?
Joe Wiley's children's school.
Is wrong. Zurich is the right answer.
Zurich? God, I'm trying so hard not to swear.
How tall is champion jockey Frankie Dettori?
He is 5'2".
He's 3.5 feet.
He is not 3.5 feet.
That's fact.
Frankie Dettori is not 3.5 feet.
Yes, he is.
What
sport was outlawed in Denmark until 1980? Hello? He's fine. It's all fine.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, you know the flirt divert number?
Mm-hmm.
Gets loads of messages from people that you want to avoid. People like this.
Don't forget DJI Dive the Bride.
But it also gets texts. Loads of them. Because I would rather text than leave a message. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Also, you never phone back.
Don't be like that.
You don't, my dear.
I prefer to text.
Yeah, I know you do.
And what we do on our show in the afternoon, when we're normally on from 4 o'clock, is we get a top celebrity every Wednesday to read out some of the texts that come into the Flirt Divert number. Today, another top celebrity. It's Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den.
Right.
He's one of the dragons.
Mm.
Quite a scary man.
Bit classier than last week.
Classier than last week,
yeah.
God, I watched that show last night when I got in.
What, the Jodie Marsh thing?
Yeah. little less. Anyway, Peter is not big on youth speak. Just to warn you.
Okay.
you know how texts are written, like not in English.
Yeah.
Couldn't really get his head around these, but I quite like it. Okay, check out Peter Jones from Dragon's Den reading out some of the Flirt Divert texts.
Hi, Callum, how are you? It's Fiona, lovely Fiona. Lots of love. Got your number from Jules. Don't worry, I don't bite. Much.
See, I don't think that was lots of love. I think he got that wrong.
I think that was lol.
I think that was lol, laugh out loud.
I think that's a common mistake, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of my friends make that mistake too.
What, loving instead of laughing?
Yeah. Mm. It's lol.
It is lol.
Definitely lol.
Okay. Right, what's going on here?
Neighbours complained about Danoise this morning. Bad boy.
Danoise?
Neighbours complained about Danoise this morning. Bad boy.
Oh, what was happening there?
Playing his music too loud.
Maybe, yeah.
You think?
Listen to this one.
I'm not wearing Amy Pantin.
I'm not wearing Amy Pantin.
I'm not wearing Amy Pantin.
I think that might be a predictive text error.
I'm not wearing Amy Pantin. I'm not wearing Amy Pantin.
Who's Amy Pantin? Now, check out Peter's youth speak on this one, right? Danoise. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
You can imagine him, like, in a hoodie, on a street corner, yeah?
Yeah.
Setting fire to wheelie bins and inhaling. Listen.
Hi, Beth, it's James. What are you doing? You definitely better be coming down on Saturday, and we will be getting bear drunk, and please say you're not going out with Neil, because you're bear beautiful.
That is bear jokes, isn't it?
Bear is like very, isn't it?
That's right, Laura.
Hi, Beth, it's James. What are you doing? You definitely better be coming down on Saturday, and we will be getting bear drunk, and please say you're not going out with Neil, because you're bear beautiful.
I love it when slightly posh people do you speak. There's nothing better. Is there? Anyway, here's the next
what
one.
Hi, it's
Mandy. Woke up in the churchyard. That was amazing. Text back.
Right. So that's Mandy. She's been up to no good in the churchyard. And whoever she was with, obviously, was left her there asleep.
Hi, it's Mandy. Woke up in the churchyard. That was amazing. Text back.
That's classy, isn't it?
It really is.
Hey, sexy. Just got home. I'm hammered. You well fit. Maybe next time you'll stay with me. I think I'm in love with you.
Do you think that last one was... do you remember Randy Mandy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's her again?
Remember me? It's Randy Mandy.
Hi, it's Mandy. Woke up in the churchyard. That was amazing. Text back.
Remember me? Randy Mandy.
Nice.
More than likely the same
Probably
person.
Sounds like it could be a Randy Mandy, doesn't it?
You could have told me that he smells. Thanks a lot. I wouldn't have met him if I knew.
I like that one.
What have you been up to? Gone all shy now, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Switch your phone on, beefcake. Then we can have chats.
He puts the most feeling into anything on the word beefcake.
Neighbours complained about Danoise this morning.
Dude.
Jingle, jangle, bingle, bangle. I'd love to bleep you every angle. Text back.
Good. So there we are. Some of the Flirt Divert texts that we get on the Flirt Divert number, read out by another A-list celebrity. That was Peter off of Dragon's Den.
He self-bleeped himself.
Yeah. I like that. The Flirt Divert number is 0770-774-914. Give it out to the next minger you meet. It's bear jokes. Time for treadmill trivia. Topless treadmill trivia on Radio 1. Laura's not actually topless, but you can imagine it if you like, if that floats your boat. Explain the rules, please, Chopper.
She's on a treadmill. You ask her questions. Everyone she gets wrong, we up the speed of the treadmill until she falls off.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Yes, hi.
Who's going to be upping the speed, or do I just do it to myself?
Don't you panic.
No.
I'm on my way.
Chappers is coming through right now.
Press your buttons.
I thought it was going to be a self-service then. Oh, I got it wrong. There you go, upper speed.
Right. I'm going to ask you the same questions that Chappers had earlier. See how well you remember the answers.
I couldn't hear them, though. He had the headphones on. I didn't have any on.
Even better. You ready? Let's go. Treadmill trivia on Radio 1. Do not do this at home.
Am I doing sport, then?
Yes.
Can you tell me the answers?
No.
Okay. Is the machine on?
Yes.
Okay. Nice steady walk at the moment?
Mm.
All good. Question one.
Hey!
How many dimples are there on a regulation golf ball?
336.
You cow, how do you know that?
Because it was on Fact Hunt once.
In what year did boxing become a legal sport?
1920.
is wrong, I'm afraid. It's 1901. Increase the speed of the machine.
That's quite good. 19 years difference.
What is the biggest participant sport in the world?
Boxing.
It's wrong, it's fishing. Increase the machine. Boxing?
I've got the wrong bra.
When were the first modern Olympic Games held and where?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
1896 in Athens. Increase the machine. What is wrestler Hulk Hogan's real name?
Andrew Smith.
No, it's Terry Bollea. Where was the world's first egg and spoon race?
Australia.
No, it was Europe. Increase the machine. Oh, God.
Ow. She caught her knee very badly as she fell off. Oh.
Do not do that at home.
We have just leave her there.
Trained medical supervision on this.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.